Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries, and it's so good to see you today. On this Tuesday, and of course this week is Thanksgiving, and in the life of a Christian, every day ought to be Thanksgiving. This has been an exciting week with Operation Christmas Child through Samaritan's Purse, and our church this year was a drop-off location, and we will be again next year. And so all those that watch the nuggets from our church community, thank you so much for all that you've done to pack those shoe boxes, and we're excited about seeing those go across, to the different countries. And my wife and I, Kelly, we're excited about working in the processing center in Atlanta on Friday. So this is an exciting week. Today, though, I want to, in this series of messages on Thanksgiving, I want to speak to you on the subject of do it with Thanksgiving in this nugget. We're going to be over in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. The Bible reads this way. It says, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and to the Father by Him." You know, this week as we get ready as Christians to celebrate Thanksgiving, and again, that ought to be every day, I want to say this. Thanksgiving is not solely an expression. Friend, it's a lifestyle that you and I, that we embody. And so we read here that Paul teaches us that in everything that we do, it doesn't matter what it is, that's every action, every conversation, every task. Listen, we ought to act in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we ought to do it with a spirit of gratitude. And so this profound truth, I think it implies that Thanksgiving should permeate every single aspect of our lives, influencing not only our moments of worship, but also our work, all of our relationships, our responsibilities, and even the daily decisions that we make in life, whatever that may be. And only you know what that is, and God does, of course. And so, but we ought to be giving thanks in everything that God does for us. You know, living a life of thankfulness, friend, I want you to know that begins with recognizing the source of all of our blessings. Think about this. Each breath that you and I, that we take, every single opportunity that you and I, that we encounter, every ability, whatever it is that we can do, that we possess, and every moment we experience is a gift that really flows from the goodness of God Almighty. And so, thinking about Thanksgiving, to be grateful, you know, that's to really acknowledge our dependence on Him and everything that you and I, that we hold dear. And so when we speak words in His name, you know, they should be infused with grace. When you and I, whenever we perform deeds, whatever that is, in His name, they ought to reflect His character. And when we navigate each and every day of our lives in the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, in His name, gratitude ought to naturally rise from our hearts. That ought to be the heart of a Christian. And so we see here that Paul's exhortation in this passage, that we do whatsoever you do, it says. That underscores that no aspect of a believer's life is insignificant to God. Whether, listen, friend, we are serving in ministry, whether it's fulfilling our job responsibilities at our place of work, whether it's raising a family or simply even interacting with others. Friend, our lives should carry the fragrance of Christ's love. You know, an attitude of gratitude that transforms all these mundane tasks into really meaningful acts of worship. And so I think it's taking the daily responsibilities that we have and turning them into opportunities for spiritual growth when we have gratitude. And it also alters the way that you and I, that we approach our interpersonal relationships, all the challenges that we have in life, and even all the pressures that we have in life. And so as we think today of a thankful heart, listen, friend, a thankful heart acts as a safeguard, I think, against bitterness, against pride, and against self-centeredness. And it serves as a reminder that our actions are not aimed at our own glory, but they're intended to honor His name. And so when we act with thanksgiving, listen, we do it out of humility. When we speak with thanksgiving in our hearts, listen, friend, our words convey kindness. When we live with a grateful heart, you know what happens? Friend, our lives, they become powerful testimonies of God's grace and God's provision. One other thing I want to say today, as I kind of wrap up this nugget for Tuesday, thankfulness fuels joy that within us. A heart that consistently remembers God's goodness, you know what happens with that heart? It will remain unshaken by all the trials and all the tribulations of life. And one thing I love is that gratitude strengthens us. It refreshes our souls and it recalibrates. I like that word recalibrate. I don't know if you've ever heard of having to recalibrate something, but it recalibrates our perspectives. Listen, when we live in the name of Jesus, thanksgiving becomes the lens through which you and I, that we can view the world and the posture through which we serve Him. And so whatever we do, doesn't matter what it is, let us engage in our tasks with excellence, with love, and even with faithfulness. And above all, listen, with thanksgiving. Listen, a grateful life not only glorifies God, but also it blesses those around us and it fortifies our own hearts. So I'd like to pray for you today as we enter into this Thanksgiving season. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll help me to live each and every day in your name and with a thankful heart. Lord, let all my words honor you. Lord, let my actions reflect you. Let my attitude glorify you. And Father, teach me to recognize your blessings and respond with gratitude in all things. It's in your precious name that I pray. Amen. Friend, I want to thank you again for joining. Be sure to check us out online at hisvision.org. You can check out my personal ministry site at shanelawson.com, our church website at eastviewbc.org. And so I invite you to any of those sites. Be sure to check us out daily in these daily nuggets. And I just pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. And Lord willing, we'll see you again next time. God bless you.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.